Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got Stuart Rosenthal, who is the publisher and editor for the Beacon newspaper. Glad to have you in.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm interested to hear what we have to talk about today.
Sure, sure. I haven't done this before on the show, but you know, every month I write a column called From the Publisher, and I pick whatever topic I'm in the mood for at the time, I guess. Mm-hmm. But this month I have picked a topic which I write about periodically every few years, and I thought it was especially important right now, and I'd like to just say a few words about it.
Sure.
It has to do with Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this recent election we had the two top candidates both promised not to touch Social Security, basically. They said, no, mm-hmm. we're not. And if anything, they offered to increase the benefits in Social Security. Now, I have no complaints about Social Security. It's a wonderful, wonderful system. Millions of Americans, hundreds of millions of Americans, you know, rely upon it. It is a very important program that we all contribute to, that we're all part of, and it's part of our social fabric. The problem is people don't really understand how it works, and as a result, they tend to have a knee-jerk reaction to any suggestion of change. But there are some changes that are really required, and I wanted to explain why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, let me explain that when Social Security was started, the idea was that the people who are currently working are paying in a percentage of their payroll as their payroll tax, and it's funding the people who are currently retired. So whereas most people sort of picture it as saying, well, I put this money into my account in Social Security, and it's been there for all these years that I've been contributing to it. It's now my turn to draw it out. It's not really your money in that sense. It's not your account. It wasn't set aside for you. In fact, ironically, that's what would happen with privatization, which everybody's against. And I'm not saying I'm in favor of it either. I'm just saying that's what that amounts to, having your own account that you put into and withdraw from. But what instead happens is the people who are working pay for the people who retired, and that was necessary. Because at the very beginning, the people who retired hadn't ever put any a dime into Social Security, and they lived 20, 30 years collecting Social Security. Where was it supposed to come from? They hadn't put anything into it. It came from the people who were working.
Right.
So at the beginning, 1940, there were 159 workers paying taxes towards the cost of each beneficiary. In 1960, from 159, it went down to 4.9 workers per beneficiary. Mm. We're now at 2.8 workers per beneficiary. And in a few years, when all the baby boomers retire, it'll be 1.9 workers for each beneficiary.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
More people are living longer. They're still retiring at the same ages, and the way in which you know, births have been and such, we're going to be in tremendous trouble. It just does not work that way. There's not enough money for people to pull out of their paychecks to pay those people who are retired. So something's got to give.
There's something does have to give. There's a great book called The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Olasky.
Interesting.
And it's a profound treatise on the growth of welfare in our country from the 1830s to today.
Wow.
Written around 1990. Very good read. The Tragedy of American Compassion. The word compassion literally means to suffer with somebody.
Hmm.
And I got to say, I grew up in America looking at our country as being the most compassionate country on Earth. At least that's the way I've always felt, because we have gone out of our way to try to care for those who are in need around the globe and provide for the needs of those who are sick,
mm-hmm.
and we care for the elderly, mentally unstable, or whatever you might call somebody who's in need. We're always trying to meet that need.
Right.
The problem is that true compassion means suffering with somebody through that process, not necessarily just giving them money.
Mm.
And I think and I'm not speaking to Social Security specifically, but I think that the gross entitlements that our country has created
mm-hmm.
are going to be difficult to support over the long term unless there's actually some repair to how things are funded, as
They're taking up much of the discretionary dollars in the budget, really. Squeezing out the discretionary dollars, I should say, because these are mandatory entitlements. So two things that you can read the column and see. I'm talking about this, the trust fund. People are going to say, well, what about all the money in the trust fund? And I explain why it's not really there. It was already spent.
Yes,
the government's on the hook for it, but it's got to come out of new money when you retire. And so that's not sitting there, you know, collecting dust. Secondly, there are lots of different ways in which we could extend Social Security. This would hurt this person a little bit. This would hurt this person a little bit. We could spread the pain. It doesn't have to be all on the rich. It doesn't have to be all on the retirees. It doesn't have to all come out of the COLA. It doesn't all have to come out of the payroll tax rate. But each little thing can be tweaked a little bit, and that will totally set the system working just fine for the next 75 years. We just have to have the strength to tell our congresspeople that they should do this, and we won't vote them out of office if they touch Social Security, because it really needs to be adjusted.
Well, I think we should tell them that they're not going to be voted out of office, but regardless of whether they are or they're not going to be voted out of office, to be a leader, you have to make difficult decisions and stand by those decisions. And whether it's popular or it's not popular is not really the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say that it's an unpopular thing, nobody likes it, but if it's the truth and it's reality, then you got to deal with it.
That's right. Right. And like, no one wants to do that because it affects people down the road another generation or two, and they say, it's not going to be on my watch. I can get away with this by leaving it alone. And it's not the right way to behave.
Well, I think we have to do the same thing with our families, right? I mean, I think with our children, we try to teach our children simply by virtue of our example of being responsible, taking the trash out every week, paying our taxes, mm-hmm. trying to work hard, feed our kids, that we're showing responsibility. We want them to learn really by the best way, which mm-hmm. is by seeing it mm-hmm. demonstrated, not just having it preached at them.
Right.
But truth be told, there are times when, in spite of our examples, good or bad, our kids run into financial difficulty.
Right.
They run into challenges. And I think you've had an article in this month's issue as well about
yes.
what happens when your kids have a financial train wreck. Tell us about
right, right.
that.
Well, 6 out of 10 parents say they have adult children, give them money during the year to help them get by.
Uh-huh.
And the point of this article is that if you're a senior, if you're over 50, over 60, you're planning your own retirement, you need to keep a few things in mind before you do that. You know, you have your own retirement to account of. You're not going to have the opportunity to replace the money that you're spending out of your investments.
Mm-hmm.
Younger people can have another chance down the road to save money, but you're going to just be running out of what you've got if you're not still working.
Right.
So you need to keep in mind, and also you feel resentment among other kids if you just take advantage, help one of the siblings who is, perpetually in debt or can't keep a budget or whatever. You have to keep in mind who you're dealing with and what the needs are and what your other family members might be needing. And just, a lot of things to balance and can think about.
Well, that's good. You can read about that in the Beacon newspaper. And, this is a show where we talk about a lot of different things, including, somewhat conservative economic philosophy. And what I mean by that is not that we don't want to be generous, in fact, or liberal in the true sense of
yes.
what generosity means, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be conservative in considering how we're generous. We want to be compassionate, not just give so that we're not dealing with the real issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where our government needs to shift. I think that's where, families oftentimes need to shift. And I think, even myself, I'll throw myself into this. There's a lot of ashes that I've had in my life that I've had to crawl out from under because mm-hmm. of mistakes that I've made, decisions that I've made.
We all do.
I think we all do, right? Mm-hmm. And it's good to have guardrails in life. It's good to have those things that keep us from going off the edge on the right or the left-hand side, believing mm-hmm. that this is going to make us rich or that's going to make us happy, when in fact those things ultimately lead us into trouble. So the Beacon newspaper is a great paper. If you want to get a copy, you can pick it up over 1,500 locations. Have you ever had anybody actually go to all 1,500?
Just to give people a bingo card and check off all the sites.
I mean, seriously, like you could
win a prize.
Play exactly. I mean, that would take almost a month just to do that. Okay, so pick up your free copy to 1,500 locations, libraries, retirement communities, and many other places, or read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Or if you don't know where to go, you can call them. They're nice. They'll answer the phone. Their number is 301-949-9766, and that's at the Beacon Newspapers. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I had the privilege of visiting my parents in Naples, Florida last week, and what a beautiful and delightful community. My great uncle was one of the developers in Naples 60, 70 years ago and built some condominiums there. And the community has evolved into an incredible luxury location here in the United States with fabulous weather and access on the Gulf of Mexico. Wonderful. I visited a community where my folks live called the Glenview. And the Glenview is a cooperative retirement community. It's one of, I think, a handful, 5 or 6 in the country, like Maplewood Park Place here in Bethesda, where you can own your unit, and it's a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community. I encourage you to take a look at the Glenview. You can Google the Glenview in Naples, Florida, and see what they have to offer. Really, views of the ocean from the units there, and tremendous cooking. I loved eating the buffet, the Sunday buffet, with snow crab claws and omelets and everything you would expect on top of that, plus the filet mignons at dinner and so on every night, a different menu. Definitely want to look at the Glenview if you're looking at retirement communities to consider that location. As you know, I'm a continuing care retirement community specialist, a CCRC specialist, as we call it. We have a guide called the CCRC Guide for our local region, which has a list of all of the local assisted living, independent living, and memory care places in the metropolitan area, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Take a peek. You can download it for no cost at ericstewartgroup.com. If you do not have the internet, you just listen to the radio, we'll mail you a copy. Call 1-888-ERIC-STEWART. That's 1-888-ERIC-STEWART for more information and to get a free copy of the CCRC guide if you don't have access to the internet. There are many other great retirement communities around the country, and if you're thinking of starting your search, would like more information on those locations, perhaps we can assist you too. And to that point, when I get back, what to consider with 55-plus living communities in America. I'll be right back with more of The Eric Stewart Show right after this.